On Point, hosted by Peter Van Aartrijk. Conversations with interesting and informative experts on technology, branding, culture, social media marketing, and other great topics.
Welcome to another On Point podcast brought to you by our friends at Insurance Journal. I'm Peter Van Aartrijk, your host, and I'm talking with Mike Demko, who has been a guest on our show before. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Oh, sure, Mike, because I think this is a topic, video, that just won't go away, and I think it's a really wonderful opportunity for insurance organizations, whether you're a small agency up to a big carrier, to leverage this video in different ways, which we'll talk about. But Mike, for those that don't know, Mike is founder of MyInsuranceVideos.com, and you can go there and see some of the tools Mike has. We're here to just talk about mostly the who, what, when, where, why, and how of video, and maybe we can start, Mike, with the whole category itself. Like, what has gone on in recent years, particularly with just the explosion of video, with so many people going to search from their mobile devices and going to video. It's just incredibly popular. I don't think the written word is, while still important, is not as important as video. Why is that happening, and what should insurance organizations do about it?
Well, the why it's happening is just simply because of the effectiveness of video. It's human nature. There's plenty of stats to support this. The latest stat I saw is that 79% of consumers would rather watch video content rather than read about a product or service. And, quite frankly, it's because video is just simply more engaging. So that's one of the reasons video is, ubiquitous, really. But the other reason is the bandwidth issues we have, or the connectivity is improved. So we all have these mobile devices in our hands, for one, and so that's the access to video content is even greater, and will continue to be just a part of our communication tools and entertainment tools and whatever it may be. So video is certainly not going away. And in fact, just some of these stats are just staggering. I mean, just to pull in one of them, that, YouTube reports video consumption rises 100% every year. So one third of all online activity is now watching video content. And, there's plenty of other stats to support this, but if you really just think about two simple things, one is the effectiveness of video, and two is now access. If we have these smartphones in our hands, are effectively, video screens that people can be consuming that content. So those are the two major reasons, that we're going to continue to see massive growth in this area.
And, I think overall, I hear a couple things. I guess there are objections, but maybe just it just seems overwhelming for carriers and agents to produce video. I mean, I think they look at it and say, well, I can't afford it. I can't do it. I don't have time. Busy servicing clients, et cetera, et cetera. And I love it when I hear that agents don't have time for marketing because it's a relationship business. What better way to get more referrals, to sell more business to your customers you now have, to get prospects interested, then building relationships through video? So obviously you're in the business, so this is a loaded question, but what things can agents do once they get past the hurdle of, oh, okay, how do I do this?
Well, there's so many ways that agents can leverage video content throughout the customer engagement or customer lifecycle. You can use video to attract new clients, whether it's, people have tried to rank video content on YouTube to get inbound leads. Agency owners can respond to providing a quote with a video quote to create a deeper connection with that client or prospect, boost their close rate. We have agency owners that use video for birthday and holidays to more personally connect with a book. Other agency owners will create sort of explainer videos about certain coverage types. And for referrals, about the referral program, or testimonials, the list goes on and on and on as far as the utility or the versatility also of video content. I think, really the reason why we're in business is because, to your point, not enough people are doing this. And, we've created a done-for-you video platform because a lot of agents are simply busy. And, you know, you and I can look at the stats and I think other people and just objectively say, wow, this is an incredibly powerful medium. But at the end of the day, video content is difficult to produce well. It's expensive. It can be complicated. And quite frankly, agency owners, many of them don't have the time to do it, let alone certain, you know, whether it's carriers in some cases aren't even producing quality video content or any content at all. So we see a ton of sort of collateral and marketing pieces from carriers, associations, from agents that's text-based or image-based, and thankfully images are becoming a bigger part of it. But we just know that the effectiveness of video content is so powerful. And, you know, as mentioned, just the versatility of it. You know, really, if you think about every touch point of the customer, you could insert video to improve that. And the customer life cycle is, you know, this is all about a customer experience. I mean, we talk about the fact that, you know, particularly in light of the fact Geico spends $3 billion a year telling consumers that they can save money on insurance and making the conversation about price. Well, we've got to, as independent agents, as agents and carriers and all, to make sure that we are adding value throughout the life cycle of the customer. And a way to do that, meaning educate people about risk and their options and certain things, is video. So it can become a sales and communication tool to assist the agent, whether they want to produce that video content themselves, leverage our platform, leverage other content that may be available. It just becomes an important part of daily communication with insureds about risk.
Okay. I know that good agencies are always educating. You know, yes, they're selling, but they're educating. And the smart ones, the real smart ones, tell stories. And it's funny how, you know, when agents are going about their business, they will be telling a lot of stories throughout the day, but not quite see it the same way when it comes to what's on their website or what they do in video. It really doesn't have to be that complicated. Yes, you're talking a bit about coverage as you're educating, but you're telling stories. What better way to tell stories and get people interested? Because that's how people think now. That's how they learn. They learn through storytelling. I didn't make up that term, but I know that it's much more effective to give people an example. You know, for example, we had a client that did this the other day, and here's what happened to them with this claim, et cetera, than it is to have brochureware or a series of technical bullets. So I see this, Mike, as almost like it's not like a nice to do anymore. If you look at websites today, they're skinnier, a lot less words, more visual, more video. So I think it's time for independent agents to, as they look at their websites and say, you know, are we expressing ourselves? Are we educating on this site? Are we boring? You know, like, let's use video to completely shake up how we communicate with people. We haven't even discussed yet, so that's not really a question. Sorry, I'm just reinforcing what you're saying, but we haven't even discussed how agents can use video in email marketing. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Sure. I mean, just a point about the storytelling, because I couldn't agree more with you. You know, you say learn through storytelling. Well, I don't care what you're educating about, right? Whatever product or service it might be, but particularly about insurance, right? So I just want to, you know, stand up and say, absolutely, this is the perfect industry to tell stories about educating about risk and what-if scenarios and things of that nature. And sometimes the effectiveness, what we've noted, is that, you know, if a agent shares a video via email, and it helps to create conversations they want to have about risk, but also reinforce a conversation they've just had. So, for example, the agent wants to educate a policyholder about an umbrella policy and certain ways an umbrella policy can protect that person's financial well-being. Well, the CSR producer may have that conversation, and a great way to reinforce that conversation, and hopefully they've used a story to talk about the benefits of that said coverage, but a great way to reinforce that would be then to email that insured or prospect about that coverage using an explainer video of 2 minutes that uses the combination of voice, imagery, text, storytelling to reinforce that conversation. So it really becomes, you know, our vision for this, and you know, other industries are doing this more effectively than the insurance industry. And you know, our real vision and what we wake up every single day is thinking, how can we help insurance professionals leverage the power of video content to better articulate their value, educate against risk, and ultimately sell more business? So it's really, to your question about using video content with email marketing, a lot of people out there, you know, 6-7 years ago, whenever videos started popping up on insurance, even carrier sites or agency sites, they thought, hey, we're going to put some video content on a website because a lot of reasons that you've already mentioned. Video content is visual and helps in ranking in the search engines and things of that nature. So there's plenty of benefits about having video content on your website. But where the real sort of, you know, leverage point or utility of video is derived is when you can empower staff, insurance professionals, to leverage this medium to improve the communication effectiveness of staff, because this insurance is not the sexiest topic. We all know that. But if we share video content with folks, we increase the likelihood of people consuming that content, becoming an educated consumer, and taking that step to protecting against that risk. So that's where we really get geeked up, and you can probably tell in the, you know, acceleration of my voice here, is that the real power of this is not necessarily static content on a website. The real power is, think of all those emails. You know, we have agency owners that say, we used to send a PDF to a client talking about umbrella or flood or earthquake or whatever line of business. A PDF. And I know, quite frankly, Peter, I don't know who's going to open that and read an 800-word document about, or bullet points, you know, to, as you mentioned, about said risk. But there's a heck of a lot greater chance that that insured would watch a 2-minute video because of the power of video. So that's really where I think a missing opportunity for agents is. You know, again, there's plenty of ways to use videos in email marketing. If you, hopefully, agents that are listening to this and folks, industry professionals, understand the importance of staying top of mind with their book through regular communication via email marketing, automation systems, things of that nature. Well, shoot, if you're going to do that, we might as well send better content, which would be video content. And we have plenty of case studies on, and you know, whether it's in the insurance space or other, about how video can increase the effectiveness of those marketing and communication campaigns.
Mike, there's a lot of agents who I've seen, you know, do more informal kinds of video. In other words, they're using an iPhone. They're standing outside a customer's office, or they're at a claim site, or they're perhaps in their office, or some of them are using their computers to talk, the computer video capability. So, you know, I think, would you agree that there's multiple ways to capture these things, but they don't necessarily have to be fancy or well-produced or overproduced? But what are some tips and tricks? Because I know that it's important to experiment and try different things, but sound is incredibly important in terms of, can people hear you? I mean, they'll put up with a jerky camera maybe, but they won't put up with not being able to hear the subject.
Absolutely. Oh, I think there's, now that we have, you know, smartphones in our hands, we've all got great, most people obviously have a smartphone and they've got great capabilities as far as video recording. So a couple of comments, of course, big alignment with the importance of sound quality for video. And it's really quite easy to stabilize video. You know, there's plenty of, you know, $13 devices on Amazon you can find if you're not able to hold your smartphone in a steady fashion. But I think the thing about it is there's so many different ways to produce video content, webcam and smartphone and different styles and things of that nature. What I really think agents should, you know, if you have a disposition to create your own video content, which I applaud you and encourage you to, is that just take a very methodical approach to it. And that is, start slowly with something that's easy to execute that then you can build on. So for example, If you have a customer who is delighted with you and they happen to be in your office, you could literally take out your smartphone and ask them, hey, could you kindly say something nice about our agency, your experience with our agency? And maybe you could, you know, sort of guide them on a couple, you know, things that they've experienced with your agency. But literally just take out your smartphone, you know, if you could put that on YouTube if you like, you could put it on your Facebook page, you could, the versatility of sharing this video content is quite high. So, you know, that's an example. I think for an agent to sit behind their webcam at their desk and produce a produce high quality video about a coverage, FAQs about a coverage, is a lot harder because there's probably going to be some post-production editing involved because not many people are experts in sort of one take on a 2 to 3 minute explanation of a coverage. Some people maybe. So, you know, really it's coming up with a plan and being realistic about your video aptitude and production capabilities. I hear of agents that buy green room, you know, equipment and spend $2,000 on a camera, and then what happens? They produce one or two videos or try to and decide, oh my gosh, I'm in over my skis, so to speak, and I just committed financially to something that I'll never be able to have the time, expertise to pull off. So what we say to people is, you know, another idea, is kind of simple idea, is a birthday or a holiday video. You know, you don't need, even if it's you just appearing on camera wishing your insureds a happy birthday with some of your staff members in the background, you know, you could create that one video and then share that on Facebook. You could share it, just make it, you know, simple. You don't have to overthink things. So, you know, there's sound quality is massively important, you know, and also, you know, the one other thing I'd mention is just paying attention to the length of the video. You know, you don't really want to go over 2 minutes. If you're doing an explainer video about a certain line of coverage, or then maybe 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes max. But just be mindful of that because, you know, our attention spans have been shrinking and they continue to shrink just partly because everyone's watching video content and this need to be entertained all the time by the stimulation of moving imagery.
Yeah, okay. So Mike, the carriers, I wonder if you've seen, because I know you talk to a lot of carriers, are there any that you can name, or if not, just in general, are insurance carriers getting providing more help for agents in video?
There's a couple best practices out there. I think the thing that I've observed in our discussions with carriers, because you know we're obviously big fans of helping carriers help their agents articulate the value of insurance. And there's a couple things about it, and I alluded to them earlier. One is the importance of sharing this content. So we've seen many, many carriers that have spent thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to build out a YouTube channel. And they have a variety of different content, whether it's coverages and, you know, in the community and that sort of thing. I mean, it's just a host, you know, it could be 150, 200 videos. But what we've seen is that I think a lot of carriers are missing the boat, and that is a useful way to extend the brand or educate people about the carrier's contribution to the community and some other things about the carrier. But, you know, we think a real opportunity for carriers is to say we have, you know, thousands of agents that we're partnered with that are selling insurance on our behalf in partnership. And the fact that carriers aren't providing these video tools for agents, you know, we think is sort of a huge opportunity. And, you know, we've seen a couple carriers that will have sort of explainer videos that are 2 to 3 minutes in length. And, you know, the other portion about that is because they're heavily branded to the carrier, a lot of independent agents are saying, well, wait a second. You know, I sell 30, 40 different, you know, maybe not 30, 40, but I'm an independent agent. And part of the value proposition to my clients is I can select any number of carriers to represent at the appropriate time. So there's also that sort of balance in that you don't want to produce overly branded content that no one's going to use as far as your appointed agency force. Now, if you're, you know, a captive agent, that's a different story because everyone's telling the same, you know, these are agents that are obviously writing business for one company mainly. So I think there's a lot of opportunity. I would, you know, as far as speaking with carriers and saying, what is your video strategy? What is, who is the consumer of this content? Who's going to use this content that you're producing? Because I can tell you this, yes, there's demand. There's search. People are searching for what is the value of an umbrella policy, or you know, what's comp versus collision, or whatever FAQs you can think about. Is consumers are seeking that information. And yes, your video could appear in a search result on YouTube, but that's not really what happens day to day. Most consumers, you know, a large subset of the American population, the consumers out there, need our help in educating them about risk. You know, auto insurance is state mandated. People still pick the state minimums for some reason, and much of the reason why they pick that, make that decision, is because they don't understand the implications of that decision. They understand it's cheaper, but if we can continue to provide tools to educate consumers about those risks, I think we're all doing consumers a better job. We're doing a better job for consumers, rather. So I think that's one of the things that, you know, we get really excited about, the opportunity for carriers to help their appointed agents to better communicate the value of insurance.
Okay, Mike. Well, for those that want to learn more from Mike, he's always speaking and trying to educate folks about video. As you can tell, he's pretty enthusiastic. You can reach him at mike@myinsurancevideos.com. In the meantime, Mike, I really appreciate your time today, and we'll see you on the circuit.
Thank you very much, Peter. Always enjoy our conversations.
Yes, sir.
This has been On Point with Peter Van Aartrijk, a podcast presentation of Wells Media Group.